In our budget, there is $99 million additional dollars to implement an evidence-based strategy on the problem. Let's just quickly touch on the problem. When we think about the problem, as you articulated in your district across the country, opioid and overdose deaths have exceeded the number of deaths from car accidents or any other accidental death. In the year 2012, there were 259 million prescriptions for opioids. That's more than one for every adult.
Would you say that again? How many prescriptions?
Over 250 million prescriptions in 2012 for opioids. So that's how many prescriptions there were. So that's more than the number of adults in our country. So that was one prescription for every adult in the country in terms of where we are and the magnitude of the problem. Let's go to the solution space. We have worked and worked with states and worked with the Congress. There are a number of bills here up on the Hill right now. Three basic areas we need to focus. One is prescribing. A big part of the problem, as you can see from that number, is prescribing. What we need to do there is we need to provide new prescribing guidelines for pain and pain medication. That will help the problem. But also in the prescribing space, states need to do what are called prescription drug monitoring plans. They're almost in all 50 states, and they're the means by which a physician has the opportunity to look up and see that a controlled substance was already given to you and control it that way. Same thing with pharmacists. So prescribing is number one. Number two is the use of naloxone, which is a very important drug that actually stops death when there is overdose, and making sure that first responders have access. That is a very important part of that picture. Nick Kristof even had a piece about it this week. Number three is the issue of medicated assisted treatment combined with behavioral issues, and making sure that we do treatment for those who are addicted.